Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, Hour 2. Thank you for joining us, friends. 1-866-582-9933. If you want to watch us live, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page. Click onto YouTube. You'll see me right there. And join us on live chat. Same thing with beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com as well. And again, lines are wide open if you'd like to call in. Please stick to the topic. 1-866-582-9933. I want to cover a couple things real quick. Corrupt DHS Inspector General who helped Obama cover up with White House prostitution scandal busted for theft and fraud on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Of course, you're not going to see this in the mainstream media. Why? Because, again, they're giving cover. The media in this country has a long history of covering for those that are guilty of conspiracy. On sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which is teeing it up for our conversation that we're going to have concerning the topic, Michael Bloomberg, the little homosexual sodomite that he is. Listen carefully. How many times I have told the American people on the heels of the homosexuals, the Muslims are following in line, methodically and systematically, line upon line, precept upon precept, playing the victim while they continue to perpetuate the crime. Well, Michael Bloomberg's one of those guys. Listen to what he said. This is brand new. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. I was never prouder than when I argued that Muslims had a right to build a mosque near the World Trade Center. Maybe this explains why there's an open investigation concerning what took place on September 11, 2001. I mean, why it's taken the American people 20 years to figure this out, I know not. But the fact of the matter is, friends, this is what explains it. Okay? Because people in New York and New Jersey on the East Coast, a good portion, more than half of the people, it's higher than that. I believe it's 81% now, that believe that the government was responsible for dropping the two towers. How couldn't they when they see things like this, friends? Michael Bloomberg, I was never prouder than when I argued that Muslims had a right to build a mosque near the World Trade Center. Give me a break. Give me a break. Friends, when is it that you're going to see it for what it is? If tyranny or oppression ever comes into this country, it's going to come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy, folks. You have many representatives in this country that have sold out to foreign enemies that are toppling your country even today. You think that's far-fetched? Nope. Again, going back to my father. Unhappy with the disobedient people. They don't want to take heed to his chastisements, which means to inflict pain, suffering, to humble or to improve. They don't want to take his chastisements, they're going to find his judgments. If you don't want to take him for his judgments, they're going to come seven times harder until there's nothing left. Listen carefully. The United States military members are now in turbans, beards, and hijabs. Can you make it up? Tyler Durden from the Zero Hedge reported Americans could soon begin seeing the unusual sight of the United States military service members walking around in Islamic hijabs and other religious garbs like turbans. This is after the United States Air Force dramatically changed its dress code policy last month to allow airmen to wear religious apparel so long as it presents an overall professional and well-groomed appearance. Wait a second. Is it not long overdue, Americans, to remind our said representatives that we never gave them the delegated authority to do the things that they're doing today? Did again, I'm going to keep laying it to your candor because it's a law unto itself. Did you give your said representatives delegated authority to go ahead and tell foreigners that are not here to assimilate, to join the military, to now assimilate to their lifestyle concerning the countries that they came from. This is America. This is not the Middle East, friends. This is not the Middle East. But let me go back again so people can hear clearly. Deuteronomy 28:15. But it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe, that means painstakingly, to do all of his commandments and his statutes which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. Oh, come on, Bradley. I need more specifics than that. Well, I don't know how much more we could give you due to the fact that these judgments are spot on concerning what's going on in this country, and they're going to get worse, and they're going to get worse, and they're going to get worse. Let me go to Deuteronomy 43:28. Listen to this. The stranger that is within thee shall get up above thee very high, and thou shalt come down very low. Do you need something better than that? Because I can bring something for you, like verse 49, Deuteronomy 28, talking about the judgments of God. The Lord shall bring a nation against thee from far, from the end of the earth, as swift as the eagle flieth, a nation whose tongue thou shalt not understand. Verse 50, that one's not good enough. A nation of a fierce countenance, which shall not regard the person of the old, nor show favor to the young. Is that good enough, or is that not good enough? Because I can keep going on here. Okay? If thou wilt not observe to do all the words of this law that are written in this book, that thou mayest fear this glorious and fearful name, the Lord thy God. That's verse 58. Talking about the plagues, we took the first hour with that one. That's verse 59. My goodness, friends. Going to verse 63, and it shall come to pass that as the Lord rejoiced over you to do you good, and he has, and to multiply you, and he has, so the Lord will rejoice over you to destroy you and to bring you to naught, and you shall be plucked off from the land whither thou goest to possess it. Do you want more than that? Here, I can bring that into correlation with you if you'd like. The Muslims are told to come over into America as they're allured in by the said representatives on your tax dollars, reallocated without your delegated authority in doing so. 68% are on cash welfare. A high percentage of 93% or 91% are on food stamps. Okay, they're here. 68% of them want Sharia law. Have you figured this out yet, America? You want to keep ignoring what's going on? Because the signal's there if we want to take heed to it. And it's right in front of our face. How sickened I am when I hear false prophets talk about how we're going to prosper and this is what we better to do and things are going to get better. You know what's interesting, friends? The Muslims are told to come into America and to multiply. And that's exactly what they're doing. They're having big families. It's a system called Clawword Pive, and they're coming in on the welfare system to break your financial system. That's what it's set up to do. They're, by the way, like the homosexuals and like any other group outside of those that are called righteous before God, they're being used as political battering rams to upend countries. This is happening on a global scale. But to be in specifics concerning what I'm talking about right now, concerning the last verse that I highlighted, it's interesting to note that they're allured into America, and then they're told to replenish, have big families, so they can take over. And you know what's interesting? How couldn't it be so? What are you talking about, Brad? How couldn't it be so? The American people, through oligarchy, have allowed their government to sanction the murder of 60 million babies, of their own kids, because the government said it was a choice. Folks, that's not American government, for the record. That's making war with God, number one. And it's our first and it's going to be our last mistake. Well, they're told to come in and replenish. The American people are told by that same government that's pulling these people in and telling them to replenish to go ahead and kill their kids. And you know what the American people are doing? They're allowing others in this country and themselves to kill their own kids while their enemies replenish.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News. I'm proud to partner with the Sons of Liberty. We're a national Christian newspaper available now in all 50 states. We have some of the very best writers in the entire country, including Bradley Dean. Check out our website and subscribe. Online, print, or better yet, get both at a discount for ease of sharing and accessible anywhere. And please consider donating to help our ministry continue and grow across the nation and around the world. Check us out, WisconsinChristianNews.com.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Thank you. 1-866-582-9933, folks. Join us over on Top Chat, live chat. Love people's input. I pay attention. I'm getting thoughts in between, but I go back and forth in between those thoughts. Right now what we're talking about, friends, is U.S. military members are found in turbans, beards, and hijabs because the United States government said so. But I know that the United States government didn't derive their delegated authority from we the people, so I ask you the question, where are they deriving that authority from, friends, if it's not from us? Well, it's the same place they've been driving it for decades in this country, friends. Special interest groups selling out the American people. Matter of fact, I was just thinking about something Tim Brown just wrote the other day, senior editor, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and it was talking about what was going on behind the WWE's worst, talking about the left, right, the Democrats versus the Republicans. Unconstitutional parties, friends. Again, just for the new listener. But it's interesting to note the things that were taking place and what are taking place behind this corona scare that's taking place now. And all of the things that are happening between the Republicans and the Democrats and all of the bills that they're signing on to right now in favor, friends, of that, of globalism. His headline goes as follows. I just found it. It's actually Lynn Taylor, forgive me. Lynn Taylor from sonsoflibertymedia.com. Dozens of bills in Congress advancing globalism, and they're being pushed by both Republicans and Democrats. Yep. See, when the American people figure out that they're just used, just like pro wrestlers, folks, they're working for the man, right? Well, it's the same thing that's happening concerning special interest groups. You have the Republicans and Democrats that are simultaneously pushing bills that give power to the globalists, okay? And for the record, President has signaled his support of such legislation. And how many times I have heard people say, oh, no, 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 I heard what's going on. Just give them a little more time. No, 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 I know what's going on. I have a reliable source inside of the White House right now that's telling me he's setting this up. Yeah, we've been hearing that for almost 4 years now. 4 years now. And look at the bills that have been passed against we the people and giving our sovereignty over to the United Nations, which, by the way, is a creation of the United States government out of war. Okay? Order out of chaos. Folks, the article's called Dozens of Bills in Congress Advancing Globalism, and they're being pushed by both sides of the aisle. They always win, don't they? Yep, they do, because the American people are caught up into the game. And again, President signaled his support on such legislation, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, Tyler Durden reported on Zero Hedge that the United States Air Force dramatically changed its dress code policy last month to allow airmen to wear religious apparel so long as it represents an overall professional and well-groomed appearance. I got a question for you. Who's the enemy then? I can tell you who the enemy is. I just did a show just this last week. The DHS has defined who the enemy is. Domestic terrorists. Who are they? Americans. Oh, my goodness. Come on. Come on. 1-866-582-9933. You think that's so outlandish? Come on. I can fill up your basket with fruit if you'd like. There's so many people out there that say, Bradley, I just don't know about that. Come on. You've got 119 stations right now listening and waiting for you to call me out and prove that I'm wrong to the country. And by the way, this has been going on for a lot of years. All those people that critique me, the mainstream media just ignores me now for the most part, friends. Why? Because they know what I'm telling them is true. They can't deny it. They can't call it conspiracy theory anymore. No, they can't. They never could if you were paying attention. But there's too many people that drank the Kool-Aid. You know, I got to also say, to all the parents out there that don't believe the media, it's funny how you pair what the media says. And here's another thing. Let me take it a step further. I didn't know parrots drank Kool-Aid, but boy, oh boy, there's a lot of people in this country, namely parrots, that parrot the mainstream media, that love the Kool-Aid that the mainstream media gives them. Oh, my goodness. And they drink it all in. Going back to the U.S. military members in turbans, in beards, friends, in hijabs. According to the newest update to the dress and personal appearance of Air Force personnel, my brother was in the Air Force, and so was my dad, code, material used for religious headwear must fit the assigned uniform color, including camouflage. Furthermore, beards will be allowed for religious reasons. Individual members must request permission for unshorn hair and facial hair, but upon exceeding 2 inches, the regulation call for it to be rolled and or tied to meet the new standards. The new standards. Hey, friends, here I want to go over here really quick. Given to change, just want to make sure I land on the right proverb here, which I will. But the Bible tells us that we're to fear the Lord. Proverbs 24:21. Fear the Lord. Okay? Fear the Lord, my son, the law. And do not join with rebellious officials. Hey, let me ask you something, friends. You know, the Bible is really clear about when the Lord said, thou shalt have no other gods before me, that's what makes America great. Okay? You see the Christian crosses the heads above the heads of the fallen in the United States. There is a Christian nation. When you allow others to come in and attempt to establish their form of government, Judges 5:8 tells us there's going to be war within the gate. I just asked you a question a moment ago. Who's the enemy then? You have Muslims in American military with beards, turbans, and hijabs. Who's the enemy? Hey, folks, it's just a matter of time. And we've already seen this time and time again within the military, where Muslims in the military, like that in Tennessee, where they open fire on disarmed military men on military bases. Oh, my goodness, guys. Really? You've now been dummied down to believe that on military bases, military men cannot be armed, but the Muslim can be. So what does he do? He slaughters them. And then we were told by the government that it's workplace violence, and the American people submitted to this too. Now it's going forward. I could talk about 1,000 different things, friends. The DHS stacked with Muslim Brotherhood. Oh, my goodness, friends. Oh, my goodness. Now the FBI working with CARE, terror-tied CARE, and blasphemy laws trying to shut people up concerning anything that they might say concerning the crimes of those that are here in America today. Why isn't the government enforcing the law, friends? Because they're the ones selling you out. Am I talking about everybody? No. But I am telling you, friends, you better understand that you're in a war. You're in a real war, America. Now your government is saying that they can join the military, and now what they're doing is your government is conforming to their Middle Eastern lifestyles, their culture, their dress codes. They're not coming here and adhering to ours. You're going to have war within the gate. And we've already seen it. And we've just seen the tip of the iceberg, rest assured. When you go to Proverbs 24:21, it tells us in King James Bible, which I read, "My son, fear thou the Lord." And I'm going to say the law because we don't have a king in this country. There is no title of nobility. Article 1, Section 7, okay? The Bible says, "Meddle not with them that are given to change." Why is your military adhering to foreigners within our ranks? That wake you up enough? Does this take precedent over your sports lifestyles, friends? Does this take precedence over the next football game or the next basketball game? Well, the Lord, just like I said, and I'll say it again, and I'm not saying this in a cocky fashion, maybe a little frustrated, but the Lord is going to get your attention one way or another. He is. But I got to ask you the honest to God's question. What is it going to take for you to get that? What's it going to take for you to figure out that this is happening in your country today? I'm just curious. Everything's there. Nothing's missing. Nothing's missing at all. You got all the information that you need, and you're sitting back and giving the enemy more time to take more ground. Incrementally, through a siege. That means a slow takeover. Oh, goes right back to judgment, doesn't it? Yes, it does. Yes, it does. The Bible tells us we're not to meddle with them that are given to change. But you're watching your government do it. U.S. Air Force adherents to the Muslim and Sikh faith are those mostly like to take advantage of the loosening uniform changes. The latter, which are now also authorized to wear under turbans or patkas, even in the indoor areas where headwear is typically removed. We're going to come right back to this, friends. We're going to continually highlight the U.S. military members in the turbans, beards, and hijabs. Friends, for you, long overdue for Americans to remind traitorous representatives that this is America, this isn't the Middle East. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Be right back.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Officials in California are deciding where to dock a cruise ship with 21 coronavirus cases aboard, and four U.S. universities canceled in-person classes as Western countries imitate China by imposing travel controls and shutting down public events to contain the outbreak. The global death toll has now risen past 3,400, the majority of them in China, with more than 100,000 cases reported overall.
Authorities in Florida reported the first U.S. deaths away from the West Coast. They say the two patients were in their late 70s and one had underlying health problems. The figure of global infection still dwarfs other major outbreaks such as SARS, MERS, and Ebola. The virus is still much less widespread than annual flu epidemics, which cause up to 5 million severe cases around the world each year. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy. I even gave some of my pills for my son. And he said, "Dad, this is good." So I like it. I'm healing so fast. It's like amazing. My family is so surprised. Because my wound, like, closing up and doing so good. So that is working now that I'm starting taking my those fruits and vegetables.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. It's just talking about what's happening in the United States of America. Hey, this information that I'm giving to you again might help you understand why Facebook is suppressing our content. Why they're censoring our content. Why Twitter is shadow banning our content. Why YouTube has now picked up and they've joined the crew, and you know, now they're saying there's things on there on his website that are just their hate speech. Wait a second. Hate speech to these people that are subversive to American government is using the law to call them out for who they are. That's what they call hate. But you need to know the difference, okay? I don't have one video. I don't have one article. Friends, I've never given one message without making reference to the Word of God, which exposes them for who they are. I have never given one message without giving the Constitution and reference to the United States Constitution that shows you the crimes and who's responsible for the crimes. And it's not me, it's them. Okay? I'm trying to be what I'm called to be, what the dispensation and strength that's been given unto me by the Lord, okay? And that's a faithful steward, by being a faithful witness that delivereth souls, is what the Bible says. We're called to be the repairer of the breach. Again, let me remind you, the church is called to bring answers to the world, not the problems, or fables, or fictitious stories. Oh my goodness, I could go on with that. That's another bunny trail. Folks, we have to get back to the fact that you have people in big tech companies that I was just highlighting right now, Facebook, Google, Twitter, they're all doing their best to suppress this outlet. And they're doing it for the reasons, friends, that they can't give. They're trying to give you reasons that they want you to believe, but they can't validate that. Okay? If they're attacking me, you better understand something. They're attacking you. That's what you need to understand. If they're attacking me, you claim to be a Christian, you claim to be a patriot, it doesn't get any more pure in theology than this radio show. If they're attacking me, they're attacking you. Okay? I want you to understand what's going on here. Because you're not going to hear what you're hearing right now through the mainstream media. No, this undoes them. I mean, those people act like they live in a different world, like they're on a different ship than I am. They're not. They're on the same one. The difference is they're aiding the destruction and the sinking of the ship that we're all on. That's why we call them useful idiots. That's why Vladimir Lenin named them useful idiots. Now, that all came from the ideologies and theologies of a man that's in hell right now. And it took him a long time to figure that out, but he's there now, wishing he had the opportunity to tell us something different. Okay? He was the one that was pushing the same thing the mainstream media in this country is pushing today. They act like they're exempt. They act like they're impervious. They act like they're somehow indemnifying themselves by lying for those that are destroying them. That's how stupid people can become. Dull. Insensible. Hard-hearted. Reprobate. Romans 1:24. That's what we're dealing with. They're like people you try to administer medicine to, but until you realize that they're a dead horse, they're it's all for naught, right? Okay, anyways. Hey, folks, 1-866-582-9933. It's been a long week, let me tell you. A lot of writing, a lot of reading. Just got done finishing up 1st and 2nd Peter and 1st and 2nd Timothy. I just read Mark. About halfway on Luke right now. I devour, I eat the Word. He is my life. He is the bread of life to me. In spite of me, He truly is in so many different ways, even ways that I don't know. So let's get back to this. U.S. military members in turbans, beards, and hijabs. And I've already given you three sections of this article, friends, showing you the unthinkable. But they're doing it because they're only getting away with what you're letting them get away with. And why is that? Because they get you asking the wrong questions. Guess what? They don't have to worry about giving you the right answers, right? Nope, that's why you have my radio program to put it together for you to make sense of their confusions by design. God is not the God of confusion. He's the God of peace. Amen? Going back to this article concerning U.S. military members in turbans, beards, Muslim garb, hijabs. There's been a couple of military members identifying with Norse heathen faiths that have already stepped up to claim a religious exemption for their beards, as the Air Force Times explains. This is crazy. I'm going to try to say this guy's name, okay? Airman First Class Harpreetinder Singh Bawa. In June 2019, became the first active duty Sikh airman allowed to wear a turban, a beard, and long hair, which Sikh ties to a bun and then cover it with the turban. Okay. You know, let's ask the real questions here, okay? And I say this with all respect to the Word of God. If their God was God, then what did they come over to America for? If they've experienced what we've experienced in this country over the last 245 years. Why is it that they would want to take the land that they leave, which is cursed? Why would they want to bring that culture into a blessed nation? If their God was God, then why didn't you just stay there? The fact of the matter is they know He ain't. And the fact of the matter is, to us Americans, we know He is. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, they'd be saying, bring it down, Brother Dean. They are. They are. It bewilders me. I see the same thing with the Muslims. If you look at their lands, which are cursed, the most, folks, the lowest IQs, and I'm not demeaning them, that's a fact, the most dangerous countries, Somalia, where they come from, one of the most dangerous countries in the world. What is it? It's rock and it's salt. The brutality, the starvation, the list goes on. Then they come into America, right? And what do? The American people, again, unbeknownst to most, their tax dollars are being reallocated to support these people that don't want to work, that are sent to destroy, that are sent to conquer. That's the history of these people. And then what do? They come into the America that we know, and then they begin to attack the very people that helped them. does it take a genius to figure out what I just said? Because isn't that what they're doing? Isn't that what they're doing in Europe and in the UK? They're toppling countries. And they're doing it in America today because the American people are letting them do it. I just shared with you a week and a half ago, friends, first sheriff. I believe it was in Pennsylvania or New Jersey. The first sheriff, Muslim sheriff. Remember the first representative they had in Pennsylvania? She was busted for what? Her scheming financial frauds? Of course, they're bringing it in with them, friends. And then what happens is they come in here, and then your said government wants to rehabilitate them. They don't want to rehabilitate them, friends. They want to put blasphemy laws against anybody, namely Americans, that would dare speak out against these people for what they're responsible for. And it's happening on a daily basis. Matter of fact, we just had a girl here in St. Louis Park who was just stabbed by a 15-year-old boy, and because of his IQ was so low, he's not going to be held accountable. He's granted impunity, friends. Yeah, I'm not making this up. See, this is what gets my hide. The American people are going to bring justice one way or another. I want to say this to corrupt government. You lose credibility when you don't enforce the laws. Okay? You lose credibility. The people in this country are going to bring justice. We're seeing this with the pedophiles across the country. They're not getting justice in the courts. Guess what? Daddies and mommies are standing up and dealing with the pedophiles now, aren't they? And if it's not them that get to them first, they go to prison, and then they end up getting it in prison. Just think about that. You live in a system today that where in America, in the courts, where they're supposed to administer justice and judgment to these pedophiles, and I'm talking about crime overall, they get a slap on the hand in court, okay? They end up in prison, and then they're dealt with by other criminals because the judge didn't judge them accordingly. Criminals know better than that. How corrupt are the judges? I'm curious. I can tell you how corrupt your system is. I hope it's not an incurable wound, as it says in the book of Jeremiah concerning a nation under judgment. You have your military in this country adhering to foreign religions in our military, then again, who is the enemy? You are. I go on. And at least two airmen who follow the Norse heathen or pagan's faiths have been granted permission to wear a beard. The new uniform regulations note, however, that the individual's chain of command can order the removal of religious headgear in various circumstances if it furthers a compelling governmental interest. Okay? Government is you, America. One example would be for excess or exercises involving the necessity of donning a chemical biological gas mask, which fits snugly over the head. For years, the United States Armed Services resisted such religious accommodations. Why? Why? Why did the United States Armed Service resist such religious accommodations? Because this is a Christian nation. You know, America, do you understand that you have been desensitized in submitting to what your forefathers and your family members in foreign wars have fought against? Do you realize that? Americans have been so systematically dummied down by their own media to believe that this is somehow right and lawful. And in fact, friends, it is not in any sense of the word. This is incredible. For years, the U.S. Armed Services resisted such religious accommodations. Why? Because they followed the rule of law. Hey, friends, before allowing them to tear down the law and the fence, why don't you ask them why they put it up? That's what's more important. That's what's important here. Why are they tearing down the wall? Ask the question instead of that one. Ask them the question as to why was it put up in the first place. Our forefathers knew something, didn't they? Yeah. They did. And it's a lesson we need to learn. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0700. 24/7 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, everyone. This is documentary filmmaker Tom Dunn from ThroughTheBlack.com. If you are looking for a clear and logical take on what's going on in government and are tired of shows that are run by hidden agendas and lack of common sense, then check out Sons of Liberty Radio with Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. 1-866-582-9933. Talking about what's going on in this country. I got a question for you. Does anybody realize what I do on a daily basis? Law to grace. Now, John Wesley said he used to preach 90% law, 10% grace. Why? Because he didn't want mushroom converts. Did you hear about the guru? Young man and an old guru went out to the water, cold water, one day. And the guru looked upon him and asked him if he knew God. And the young man said, no, I didn't know him, but he longed to know who he was. He said, well, let me show you. So he took his hand and he put it on the top of the head of the young man. And he pushed him under the water. And he thought he was just playing with him. Well, it got to the point where the young man needed to put his head above the water and get some more oxygen, but he couldn't do so because as he did so, the old guru, began to squeeze his hand tighter to hold him down longer. And it got to the point where the young man started to become frantic, like, what is this guy trying to drown me? No, just like me. No, I'm not. I'm not trying to drown you at all. I'm trying to bring you to a spiritual life that you might not understand, just like this guru. What are you talking about, Bradley? Well, it got to the point where the young man couldn't take it anymore, and all of a sudden, the guru released his hand, and the young boy shot up above the surface and began gasping for air. And the guru said to him, he said, when you long for God the way that you long for oxygen, he said, then and only then will you find him. The Bible tells us in Matthew 11:12 that the violent take it by force. You know, it reminds me of this because we see it all day long and I hear it because I get to talk about it all day long. But I want people to know my heart. I want people to know why I do what I do. Don't ever suggest to yourself that I'm not going through the same thing that you are because I am. But I can tell you what an overcomer looks like and what a succumber looks like. One that feeds on the Word of God, he's going to overcome. One that feeds on the spirit of the world, he's going to succumb. one that's got to feed on the Christ, the bread of life, he understands. The one that doesn't have a care, he neglects his obligations before God, he's the one that is going to succumb to the spirit of the world, and he does. I know we're inundated with problems all day long. I get it. I live it. You know, it reminds me of a farmer. He had a donkey. And this donkey fell into an old well. And all of a sudden he heard this donkey bellowing, "Yeah, yeah, yeah." And he thought, what's going on? So he ran over and he noticed that his donkey fell into an old water well. And as he got over there, he thought to himself, you know what, this donkey's not really worth it. I'm just, to be quite honest, I'm just sick and tired of this donkey. It's just time to just let him stay down there. Let him die. So what he did is he went over and got some of his farmer buddies, grabbed a couple more shovels, and as he did so, they went back and they started to take this dirt to bury the donkey that fell into the water well. Me, like the donkey, and hopefully you, like the donkey, God chose the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. We're fools for Christ, right? You know what this donkey did every time a farmer took a shovel of dirt and threw it on the back of his donkey? You know what that donkey did? He shook it off. Hey, friends, he shook it off. He casts all his cares upon his heavenly Father because he knows that he cares for him affectionately. He understands when Jesus said to him that his burden is light, his yoke is easy. He understood that in Matthew 11:28. Every time the world throws the dirt on your back, you have to be like the donkey, friends. We have to be like the donkey. We need to use simplicity and be like the donkey. And every time the world throws its dirt on us, we have to just shake it off. But that's not enough. That wasn't it. That's not all that donkey did. The donkey figured out how to work the system of the world. He was saved by grace through faith and that not of himself. It was the gift of God. And we all understand this, Ephesians 2:8. But we're created unto good works. Verse 10, don't forget about that. Right? You know what this donkey did? He also learned that every time he took the problems of the world and the dirt that was thrown on him by the farmers to shake it off, that when he would look down after shaking it off, he realized that he could make stepping stones inside of that old hole, that old well, where it could get to the point where after he shook off enough dirt, he could just walk right outside of that hole. And it's exactly what we need to do, Christians. Let the world do its worst. Let the world throw the dirt on the backs of Christians so that we might shake it off. And for the hole that we're in today, we can learn like the donkey learned after shaking it off to use it as a stepping stone to get out of every given scenario. Why? Because God promises it. God promises it. When I talk about that we're made more than conquerors through Him that loved us, it's exactly what I'm talking about. When I'm talking about what is it that overcomes the world, even our faith, that's exactly what I'm talking about. But we feed on the Word of God in doing so. Friends, I don't mind when I equate myself to that of something that may be debased in the minds of people that think that they're better than I am. I'm okay with that. Because more than not, I see in America today where there are so many that profess themselves to be wise, but yet I see that they're nothing but fools, just the way Scripture tells us that. Romans 1:22. And then I think, even as I'm talking to you now, about how Jesus said that a child is the model of heaven. And you know, when you look at a child today, it's not the child that has created the world that we live in today. Nope. It's the adults that haven't learned the grace of Christ. The Bible says in 2 Peter 3:18 that we grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It doesn't say that as we get older, we forget about the Lord Jesus Christ and we take on the spirit of the world. That's not what makes us wise. Look at it in contrast to that of a child and that of adult today. The Bible says in Luke 7:35 that wisdom is justified by her children. By her children. And we see by looking at the older generation that they're responsible for the world that we live in. And this is what happens when you look at the reflection of a good majority of the people in this country. This is the reflection of a people that forget the Christ. I can't afford to forget the Christ. I get tired. Like I said before, I get tired. I live the same life that you do every day of my life. I wake up. Remember Paul? He said he died daily. If you take that to the Old Testament, there was a type of two sacrifices, one in the morning and one at night. I go through that process every day of my life of dying daily. Every day that I get up in the morning, friends, the first thing I think of is, okay, I'm just beat up. I'm just tired. 5, 10, 15 minutes later, I'm back in motion again. Wasn't it Jesus that said, he who tries to find his life will lose it, and he who loses his life for my sake will find it? Yep, that's him. Didn't he also say, he who tries to, or he who loves his life, right, will lose it, and he who hates it will find it? Yep. Because that death process that I wake up to is there's every morning of my life I have a choice to make. Am I going to go on with the things of Christ or not? I want to tell you, my situation, I don't have a second option. And I want to tell you too, friends, I don't want a second option. The Lord answered my prayers that he birthed in me to keep me on the straight and narrow, to make the path made plain, to make a plain path before mine enemies, to put me on the highway of holiness, Isaiah 35. The list goes on. We have to trust in the Lord with all of our hearts and lean not to our own understanding, and in all of our ways acknowledge him. And he will direct our paths. Friends, that doesn't mean that we just trust him and leave off what he's commanded us to do. No, we do that, friends. And then we... Four, because it's pretty clear as to what it says. Oh, no. No, 4:2. I was thinking, God also bearing them witness both with signs and wonders and with diverse miracles and with gifts of the Holy Ghost. No, that's not what I was thinking about. I was thinking about 4:2. Listen, for unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them. But the word of God preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. How else could I say this? Faith without works is dead. What did Paul say in James 2, 14 through 26? I'll show you my faith by my works. Folks, let's show the world how much we love them. And stand up and do the things that were commanded out of love because of what Jesus Christ did for us on Calvary. Not only dying for our sins, but also bleeding Calvary. By sanctifying us and washing us from our sins. Sanctifying us unto obedience, under the washing of the water of the word, right? Sanctifying us by thy truth, John 17, 7. And then the Bible says in the book of Peter, he sprinkles the blood of Jesus Christ, the sure mercies of David, order to right and sure concerning every single one of us. Folks, I do sincerely love you by what we do. Do consider supporting sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the store over at membership, sonsoflibertymedia.com. And again, don't forget about us in this up and coming year. Love you by what we do. See ya.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.